Hello, and welcome to the Dotcommerce radio show. The show is about five students who are in a science class together and are required to work on a group project about the solar system. Everyone knows how group projects work. There are students who do their work, and there are students who should have never been enrolled in the class in the first place. The struggle to get a balance between all the students has always been tough, and some groups manage a lot better than others. In the group project system, the people are represented by two separate, yet equally important groups, the slackers who commit crimes and the perfectionists who prosecute the lazy. These are their stories. Our story begins in a study room in the library. Here, four of the five group members are present in the room. Eager to begin, one of the boys starts talking.
Alright, so there's four of us here, and I know the fifth person in this group, and I'm always waiting on her for group assignments. Let's just get started with that.
Oh my gosh, I hate group projects so much. Except for this one time when there was a super, super cute boy that was working in a group with me. I mean, he was totally next to me and he was totally shy and I really wanted to talk to him, but like, I couldn't. I mean, what was I gonna say? I mean, I was so shy too, just being shy with him. I don't know. It was just really crazy. And then there's this other time with this group project that I was with my friend Betsy. Oh my god, she is so funny. We were literally just talking the whole entire time. It was just so great. And then there was this another group project that I had, and we were working on fashion. I mean, who doesn't love fashion? Except we had this, like, really weird, like, smelly guy that was in our group, and it was just, like, I don't know, just, like, really strange.
What the f*** does that have to do with this? While we're waiting, we should just decide who's going to do what.
How are we going to do this?
Are you drunk or something?
No, you're drunk.
We're doing a PowerPoint, obviously.
Are you guys sure you want to do a PowerPoint? Because, I don't know, there was this one time that I was working on PowerPoint, and I was up so late because I was working on all this animation and stuff like that, and then you needed some sound effects, and I don't know, it just, like, seems like so much work. And then, not to mention, it's, like, that awkward when you're, like, staying in front of the classroom, like, looking back at the projector, like, looking back forward, like, I don't know, it's just like a lot of things that are going on, and I really don't get it. I mean, I think that we should maybe do something along the lines of like a paper or something like that. It might be just...
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. I was on my way here, and I was going to be early and everything, but then I saw this dog on the side of the highway, and I just had to rescue it, and that took a really long time, and you guys know how that goes, I'm sure. But anyways, I kind of figured that you guys wouldn't mind waiting for me. Is that alright?
Oh, thanks for showing up. Yeah, we didn't mind. It's not like you're 15 minutes late or something. Now that we're all here, though, we might as well introduce ourselves. I'm Kyle.
Tim.
Hey, I'm Tiffany.
Hey guys, my name's Kristen.
Hey everyone, I'm Carissa, but you can call me Kiki, you can call me Rissa, you can call me K-Dog, you can call me K-Swiss. I mean, really, you can call me anything that you really want. Another one is KK that a lot of people call me. I really think that one's funny, but it is.
Alright, enough of that. Let's move on. We're doing a PowerPoint on the solar system.
Yeah, that sounds really good to me. How about for the rest of you guys?
I love space.
You guys know we've been to the moon?
You gotta be joking, right? That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm fine with space. I can totally make the PowerPoint too if you guys want.
Alright, fine. I don't care. Carissa, Mercury. Tiffany, Venus, Mars. I'll take Earth and Saturn. Kristen, Jupiter, Uranus. Tim, Neptune.
Oh, cartoons? I can do cartoons. Awesome. I watch those all the time. They're great.
No, I'm sorry. I think he said Neptune, not cartoon. You know, like the planet. Not that we have anything against cartoons or anything. We just want to keep the project consistent.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right, well, let's just meet back up in a week. Make sure you do your work or something to that effect.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for next week with spring formal and everything going on. I totally need to get a dress, and I think I might get my haircut, but I don't really know if a salon is anywhere near getting a haircut, so I don't know, maybe hair cuttery, but I've heard some really bad things about hair cuttery, so like I have no idea what I'm going to do next. And plus, I mean, I don't know, I still need to find a date. Who's going to do something like that? Maybe I'll ask that cute guy from that group project I had last time.
Carissa, caught in a stress frenzy thinking about everything involving the spring formal, blacked out from talking too much. It wasn't until 30 minutes later, when she woke up, still talking, that she realized all of her group members had left. So she decided to go shopping and come up with new stories to tell her group members for the next meeting, which was in 7 days' time.
Kick back and relax, everyone, because you're listening to Dot Commerce on DS106 Radio. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up for you.
I can't take this anymore!
Does something have you stressed out?
This group project is driving me insane! I constantly am just having a headache!
Try Advil ibuprofen tablets, pain reliever.
Wow! I feel better already!
Advil may not be right for you. Do not use if you've ever had an allergic reaction to any other pain reliever, fever reducer, right before or after heart surgery. Ask a doctor if stomach bleeding warnings apply to you, you have problems, serious side effects from taking pain relievers or fever reducers. If you have a stomach problem such as heartburn, you have high blood pressure, heart disease, liver cryosis, kidney disease, or asthma, or if you're taking a diuretic. If pregnant or breastfeeding, ask a health professional before use. It is especially important to not use ibuprofen during the last 3 months of pregnancy unless definitely directed to do so by a doctor because it may cause problems with the unborn child or complications during delivery.
Ask your doctor about Advil today.
After a very unsuccessful first meeting, the students returned to the study room in the library. It has been a week since they last met up, and the students should have their part of the PowerPoint presentations done about the solar system. Once again, only 4 members of the group are here. Let's find out what happens.
Alright, what have you guys all gotten done so far?
I got a lot of stuff about Orion's belt.
This project has nothing to do with Orion's belt.
Oh my goodness, talking about belts, I saw this cutest belt at J. Crew the other day. Did you know that if you want to be a teacher, you can get a discount on J. Crew stuff? Oh my gosh, it was so great, and it was sparkly, and it was so pretty, it reminded me of stars and everything like that. I mean, it was just like so cute, I really can't wait to get it. It's going to be like 50% off, and I'm just so excited.
All right, we get it. Tiffany, what did you get done?
Yeah, about that, I had a lot of work last week, so I had to catch up on some sleep, because you guys know, running on like 6 hours of sleep isn't good, so I had to make sure I got at least 9. Point is, I kind of forgot what we had to do.
Well, you guys are completely useless. Maybe Kristen will have something done, if she ever shows up.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, but don't worry, I'll try to get some stuff done next week.
Okay, well let's just get started with the very little that we have.
Tim, are you drunk again? Because you smell like straight-up bourbon.
No, I'm not drunk. You're drunk. Shut up.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late again. That same dog was hanging out by the highway, and so this time I adopted him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is so cute. I have this little Bichon Frise that I always put in my little bag and everything like that, and we go around everywhere. I always pretend that I'm like Elle Woods whenever I do it, because I just think it's so much fun. And it's so cute. It's just little, like, ruff, 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 just barking all the time. It's just, oh, my goodness gracious. I love it. It is just so
enough.
Cute.
Shut up about your dog. Nobody gives two f***s. Can we just get to work now?
Dude, you just need to calm down, right? Just grab a drink and relax.
I don't drink.
Wait, you can do that. That's a thing. What?
Enough. When did you get done, Kristen?
I got about half of my work done, but I was kind of really distracted by the dog. I did start the PowerPoint though. You guys want to see it?
Oh wow, that looks really great, Kristen.
No, I love the colors of it. I mean, the background's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree with Tim. I think the colors are so fabulous. I mean, just the way that the yellow is working. Someone told me that yellow wasn't in anymore this season, but like, they're completely wrong. Like, how could yellow not be in right now? I mean, orange is totally out right now. Like, I can't believe it. Like, whoever thinks that orange is flattering? Like, especially with my skin complexion? Like, I have no idea what they're even talking about. Like, it's just insane.
Are you kidding me? I spent 6 days on this assignment so far. And everything you guys have is garbage.
Well, I think what Kristen has looks really good, considering that she just finished adopting a dog.
Kyle, you just need to calm down. Just grab a drink, all right? Come on.
Oh my goodness gracious, I could totally use a drink right now. I don't know. Especially after last night's mixer that we had with Kappa Kappa Kappa, it's so much fun. Like, I don't know, there was like fruity drinks and everything like that. It was so much fun. And then we had some mojitos later, and it was just like everything. We just kept drinking, and oh my gosh, some like crazy stuff happened. It was totally sorority. I don't know.
Will you just shut up about drinking and jogs? Carissa, let me see what you have.
Oh, wow. That looks really good, Carissa. Yeah, look at your planet. Those are some great pictures. Yeah,
seriously. Just go ahead and send that to me. I can put it on the PowerPoint.
The content of this is all terrible. You just ramble about useless things. Where do you even get this information?
Well, I started out with Wikipedia, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to start out with Wikipedia? That's where everyone goes for information. So then, you know, of course, I did that little trick where everyone scrolls down to the bottom and, like, clicks all those sites down there. And so, you know, one thing lends to another. I end up on BuzzFeed, and I'm looking up all these, like, goat videos, and I'm watching this Taylor Swift video, and it's, like, her new song, I Knew You Were Trouble, and just, like, all of a sudden there's this goat that starts singing. It's the most hysterical thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, my God, I have to show it to all of
you guys.
All
right, we don't need that right now. Tim, what do you have? Tim, this is all about Star Wars planets. This is completely useless and can never be used in the report.
What? You don't like Star Wars? It's classic. Who doesn't want a lightsaber, alright? I love Jedi.
Yeah, Tim, I mean, I really don't think all that research can actually go into this PowerPoint. I'm sorry.
I can't handle this right now, okay? You guys, I just need to leave. I need to go get a drink right now, okay?
Guys, I think Tim just fell. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't need your help. I'm okay. I'll be okay.
This is the work I'm looking for. I expect you guys to come back with something that looks just like this for our next meeting.
Whoa there. That's like 20 pages of information. I personally don't have time for all that. I mean, the assignment's only 1% of our grade, man.
I mean, like, don't you have a social life or something like that? Like, I'm not giving up my whole entire weekend in order to do, like, some animation and stuff into this PowerPoint. I mean, this weekend is huge for me. I totally have this, like, super cute date with that guy that I was talking about last time. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wait till you guys
see
him.
I don't want any excuses. Just come back with the work done.
I have a really bad feeling about this, guys.
Well, as long as it doesn't interfere with my Vampire Diaries.
Shut the front door. You watch Vampire Diaries too? Like, stop it right now. Like, what did you think of last night's episode? Especially with, like, everything that was going on between Caroline and Klaus. Like, oh my goodness gracious. I love it. I love it. I can't get enough of it. It's, like, my favorite thing to do at all times.
After Kyle storms out, Kristen leaves to go take care of her dog. On the way back to her apartment, she found Tim lying on the sidewalk completely passed out. Meanwhile, Tiffany and Carissa decided to have a Vampire Diaries marathon. Carissa had fun, but Tiffany could barely pay any attention to the show due to all of Carissa's talking. Stay tuned to see what happens in next week's meeting here on DS106 Radio.
Are you having trouble with your group project for school? Lazy groupmates getting you down? Feel like you're burdened with all the work? Try Group Success now. Group Success is cutting-edge technology coming to you from science. Group Success is sure to get your group's assignment done fast, easy, successfully. We're so confident that you'll be satisfied with Group Success that if you call in the next 5.5 seconds, we'll let you try Group Success free. That's free. Call 1-800-GRP-SCSS now to try Group Success. That's 1-800-GRP-SCSS. Some exceptions apply. If you call for the next 7.5 second window, group assess will cost $2,000 per unit. Side effects may include drowsiness, nausea, heartburn, malaria, cholera, tuberculosis, and death.
Hey guys, it's Carissa here. You're listening to the charm and the chatter of the dot-commers. We totally will be back soon, so just keep staying tuned and listen. If you turn off, then I'm going to be so sad, I'm going to be really upset, and then I'm going to cry. And then sometimes when I really start to cry, and I just, I don't know, just stay tuned. Bye! Today is the last day that the group can meet because the group project is due tomorrow. It's now a race against the clock, and the true characters of the students are revealed. Will the work get done on time? Will they have to pull an all-nighter? Will Tim show up drunk to this meeting? Will Carissa ever stop talking? Will Kristen show up on time? Will Tiffany come with her work? Will Kyle not be a total jerk? Will I ever stop asking questions? Will the third time really be the charm? Stay tuned and find out here.
I hope that everyone is more prepared today, considering that our presentation is due tomorrow.
Wait, are we supposed to have a person here, or was I imagining them, or am I just seeing doubles the entire time?
Yeah, Kristen isn't here yet, but remember she was late for that first meeting because she was saving some dog on the side of the highway? I mean, her story was totally touching. Like, it actually made me tear up just a little bit. And then, our second meeting, remember she was also, like, 15 minutes late or something like that? Carl got a little mad, but she didn't hear from me. And anyway, she, like, adopted that dog. I mean, how crazy is that? That's so cute. Anyway, but her excuses always seem to confuse me a little bit.
Everything confuses you. What has everyone else done since I've seen you last? Tim?
Look at all this research I did. Look at my research. Just look at it.
This is all about Pluto. It's not even a planet anymore.
What? When did that happen? You can't just make something not a planet, alright?
Oh my goodness gracious, I totally remember when Pluto wasn't a planet anymore. I was in the 7th grade, and I was just doing all these different things, and we had a moment of silence in science class because it was just so touching. I don't know, it was so sweet. But like, poor little Pluto is not a planet anymore. I mean, how could someone
do
something?
Will you just shut up? Tim, Pluto is not a planet. And you don't even have a whole vowel in this page. Were you high when you wrote this?
Dude, don't accuse me of this stuff. Drugs are bad. I don't do drugs, alright? It's bad, alright? Don't do drugs.
Yeah, Kyle, calm down. Drugs aren't cool. Didn't you take D.A.R.E. in elementary school?
Oh my goodness gracious, I totally remember D.A.R.E. Back in the day, when I was just, like, working on it and everything like that, my teacher, Miss Reynolds, she had this, like, crazy hair. Oh my goodness gracious. And she made us, like sit in a circle and, like, hold hands and sing, like, Kumbaya or something like that. I mean, it was, like, seriously the weirdest experience of my whole entire life. Oh, hey, Kristen!
Hey, everyone. I didn't have time to give this guy a walk, so I decided to bring him with me. But then it took him forever to get in the car with me, so I'm late again, but I am really, really sorry.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, guys, here he is. His name's Pluto.
That is such a cute dog!
Oh my goodness gracious, Pluto is my favorite Disney character. I have this pillow pet that's all about Pluto. Oh my gosh, the story behind me getting Pluto is so funny. So, I was decided that I was living with all my four roommates and everything like that. And they all had pillow pets, and I didn't have a pillow pet, so I totally needed to go buy a pillow pet. So, on my trip to Disney that I went, like, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I went with my parents, which is a little lame, but whatever, it was still fun. Anyway.
Pluto's not a dog, right? It's a planet.
Can we not talk about Pluto anymore?
Alright, seriously, Kyle, there's no need to be so angry about it. It's just a dog. A dog that I actually take on a walk after this, so can you please just get to work? This is what I have so far.
Big surprise. Kristen actually got her work done. That's not how I've done it, but at least it's done. Let's see what Tiffany has.
Alright, guys, so this is what I got. Ta-da! Here it is. Venus.
That is not Venus. That's Saturn. See the rings?
Oh, yeah, it totally is. Yeah, it's got the rings and everything, and you got the little moons around it, yeah. Get your ring.
Oh my goodness gracious. Speaking of rings, Betsy, my, like, bestest friend in the whole entire world, Betsy the bestie. I mean, how funny is that anyway? But she's totally, like, talking to this guy, and he was mentioning about buying a ring for her. Oh my goodness gracious, I really hope that I'm a maid of honor or something like that, because it's so precious. I mean,
Carissa, stop it. Tiffany, this research is all wrong, and it looks like it took you 5 minutes. All
right, look. Between work, Vampire Diaries, and True Blood, and Gossip Girl, and my friend's birthday last week, I can't really dedicate any time to this.
I don't care about any of your television shows. Don't you care about your grades at all?
I'm just trying to do the least amount of work as possible, alright? I need to graduate with a 2.0. I don't need no 4.0.
Yeah, I mean, this is my last class ever before graduation, and my GPA is fine. All I need to do is pass.
Well, we don't all have that luxury, do we? So let's get back to work.
Okay, so this is what I have, and I actually did my work this time. So, haha, in your face, Kyle. Here, look.
I can't handle this. Carissa, this is supposed to be a semicolon. I can't deal with any of you anymore. Tiffany, you're lazy and never do your work. Kristen, you're late all the time and are way too concerned about dogs. Carissa, you never stay on topic of your life, depends on it. And Tim, you're always drunk. I'm done.
Does anyone want to go get a drink right now?
Man, our product is going to be so good. Who cares what Kyle says?
I'm going to give you all great peer reviews, because you guys are the best group ever. But yeah, I'll be down for a drink.
Yep, me too. Can Pluto come?
Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. I'm going to call Betsy right now, and I really hope that she'd bring Snowball, and so that we our Bichon Frise and like your Pluto can meet together. Oh my god, how precious would that be?
So four of the five members went to get a drink. Kyle, after his slow motion freakout, was checked into a help center for rude perfectionists. He finally graduated from the program and returned to the University of Mary Washington. Tim continued to live by the motto, "You're not an alcoholic until you graduate college." He is now an alcoholic. Kristen now has four dogs, and the only way to keep her as energetic as her puppies is by drinking tons and tons of coffee. Tiffany graduated 2.1 and went on to work for her favorite television show. And as for Carissa, well, she's still talking. Oh my gosh, Betsy, you have no idea what just happened. You can't believe it at all. So, I was totally working on this group project. We, had to do something about, the solar system or something like that. I don't really know. But anyway, we decided that we were going to work on it, do a PowerPoint, everything like that. And we were totally working next to this, guy, and he was so annoying the whole entire time. He's like, "No, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong," and just, I couldn't take it anymore. And then all of a sudden, he just, freaked out at me because I missed a stupid semicolon. A semicolon, are you kidding me? I, never learned anything about semicolons. I mean, with my professor, with, Mr. Hine or something like that, he never taught me anything about semicolons or, any of my English teachers or anything like that throughout the years. I mean, some of them, yeah, don't get me wrong, I read really cool books and everything like that, but, I don't really know. Anyway, so he, freaks out, but it wasn't just, any freak out. He was freaking out in slow motion. Oh my god, who does something like that? I mean, it was, really, really crazy. But all the rest of the people in the group were, really chill. We, all went and got drinks with them together later. It was, so much fun, Betsy. I'm really sad that you couldn't go and bring Snowflake, but, it's fine. It's fine. Oh my god, miss you. Love you. Bye!
Their programs always make me laugh.
I listen to them every week.
You're listening to Dot Commerce.
Dot Commerce.
Dot Commerce.
On DS 106 Radio.